16. Land ahoy. A storm was brewing. Ominous clouds were building up in the skies above like a god with a headache, and the boat was already beginning to rock beneath their feet as the swell grew larger and the wind picked up. Suddenly, there was a great flash of lightning that lit up the sky. Hiccup could see distinctly in that sudden flash the black back of the great sea dragon on the horizon. And just as the lightning struck, there was a great gleeful cry of joy from the lookout on the first mast.
Nut job land ahoy!
And the hysterics rushed to the edge of the boat, jostling and trampling and elbowing each other out of the way. They wanted to be the first to catch a glimpse of that glorious, mythical land, that mysterious place they called America. That first sighting was just as wonderful as they could possibly have imagined. Above them, the storm was breaking and rain poured down on their heads as the ship bucked up and down on the back of the plunging waves. But on the horizon, the long grey smudge of land that seemed to stretch infinitely from west to east was bathed in sunshine under the bluest of blue skies. America. The land of dreams. It really did exist. And in that wonderful moment, it was just as it should be. No sooner had Norbert clapped eyes on this country that he had waited so long and journeyed so far to find that he drew his axe in order to exact an old revenge.
"Now, Hiccup Horrendous Haddock the Third," grinned Norbert the Nutjob
with the light of triumph glowing in his manic eye.
"I have no need of you anymore, and now you will feel the sharp end of the axe of doom. Prepare to die!"
Hiccup leapt up onto a barrel so that everyone could see him. "Don't kill me just because I'm a redhead, Norbert!" shouted Hiccup as loud as he could. The hysterics crowded at the ship's rail turned around.
"What's going on?"
asked Ferociously Violent, whose hair was a great shock of scarlet, flaming like a fiery furnace.
"What are you talking about?" blustered Norbert.
"Norbert here doesn't want any redheads to be living in the Promised Land," yelled Hiccup. "He is going to kill us all with his axe of doom."